Mark Scar on KIOW, proud to welcome in my longtime friend, Bruce Wausenius, who is going to be inducted in the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Labor Day weekend. Bruce, good morning. Congratulations.
Well, good morning to you too, Mark, and thank you for inviting me.
You grew up in Minnesota in the Twin Cities area, Robbinsdale, right?
Yes, that's right.
And so tell me about your humble beginnings about your love of music, first of all.
I guess it started off when I was young, a kid. My dad used to play clarinet and saxophone in the big band era. And one of the fun things that we would do was to go downtown to the Goodwill in Minneapolis and pick out a bunch of 78, you know, the old RPMs, and bring them home and clean them up. And then he would play along on his sax with Benny Goodman and all of the rest of them. So I grew up kind of with that in the early years. And then as I get older, we got into the 50s and stuff. And then the Silence of Music actually began to change and develop and whatever till the point where it is today. But back then, a lot of that was just kind of starting. So for me, it was a natural thing. In fact, when I was in high school, I pretty much knew what I wanted to do, which was to be on the radio. And I could bring that back to a DJ that was playing on KDWB back in 1966, it had to have been. And I don't even remember the song that he was supposed to play, but this is Bob Dylan's song that we have, and I'm going to turn it over and play the other side. Leopard skin pillbox hat, and I thought to myself, you can do that? You can just go ahead and do that? So that was one of the things that kind of tripped my trigger at that time. When I got older, I graduated from high school when I was still 17, so I enlisted in the Navy, knowing that I could use the GI Bill to go to radio school when I got out 3 years later. And so that's what I did. Back in those days, well, you were too young to even remember any of that, but there was a time when you really couldn't go to work at a radio station unless you had an operator's license. If you only had a third-class license, you could work various places, but if you had to have a first-class license to be able to be on any station anywhere, any time of night. They had a special course at Brownback just covering the test that they would wind up giving you for that degree. And so I went through all of that. It took about, 1970. After I got out of the Navy is when I started. And by 71, then I was graduating from Brown and looking for a job. And it was one of those things where they just got a hold of me and said, well, you know, I don't have anything on the air jobs, but I do have an opening for a radio station in KHDN in Hardin, Montana. Mm-hmm. He said, it's as a salesperson, but you might be able to work yourself into on air. So I went out there, and I hated it. I'm not a salesman, friendly guy, but no, I can't pressure anybody to do anything. So I went through all of that and wound up moving a couple of different times and places until I wound up in Eden Prairie of Minneapolis back in the mid-70s. And then 77, the radio station I was working for got sold, and they let go of everybody. I was the news director at that time. And so then I was looking for a new job and looking around, and I got a call. The Brown Institute had an opening for a station in Iowa, and the Mad Hatter was the program director, and I should get a hold of him. So I did, and we talked for a while, and then I went up to see him where he was living. He was living in the Twin Cities area back then, and he used to listen to me every day. I was doing the afternoon news on the station, and so he, for a good year or more, would hear me do the same news broadcast at that certain time of day. So when it came down to it, the Hatter says, well, you're my night guy. I wouldn't want to have you on in the morning. Everybody go back to bed. That was the beginning of that. So, and then after that, it's been just a great, great, great time. I can't think of anything I'd rather be doing. And it's nice because I can still kind of do it. Really, you know, once a week is fun. I do my program planning and all of that for about 4 or 5 days before the weekend show. And then Saturday comes around, and I do my 7 to midnight. And I've been having a great time with it. Well, I think we're into the fifth year already of the insubordination train.
Yeah, I want to go back to you and I met probably 40 years ago at the Record Vault, which is a record store in Regency Mall in Mason City, and you were at KZEV, of course, at that time.
Right. And that's one of those funny things, too, because you got to go way back to remember when Regency actually had a mall, and there were stores and inside it.
Right.
Store, you had gift stores, you had the hardware, and of course there we were. But yeah, so that was a good time. I love that. A lot of the people I met back then are still friends of mine after all these years. So.
Now, one of the cool things, and we're with Bruce Wausenius, and he is going to be inducted into the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on Labor Day weekend over at Okoboji over by Arnold's Park. And one of the things that Bruce is very known for is kind of doing shout-outs, and he's got this big binder that's got all these names that you've collected. collected from listeners throughout time, and you keep updating it, right?
Yes, and some of those people actually literally go back 40 years. I've been giving them a shout since I first got here. Great, great, great people. And one of the things about it, it makes me feel like I'm more one-on-one in touch with the people that listen. And for me, that's a big plus. You know, I like to know that you're out there. I like to know that you're enjoying it. And if there's something else you'd like to hear once in a while, well, you let me know. But it kind of started that way. And you're right. Yes, I probably have added people within the last, few months anyway. People that I've met said, oh, I listen to you all the time. I'll go back to 103 days. And do I have your name? No, I'll write his name on the list. So it comes around Saturday. And I'd read, whatever.
But, and, of course, when the studio was in Clear Lake, we used to stop by every once in a while. And I remember the turntables, but I remember the reel-to-reels and things that, ladies and gentlemen, were kind of going a little Wizard of Oz here, but things that don't exist in our industry anymore. But at the time, that was the standard equipment that we used.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And the station at that time, it was being built, put together when I first moved here in January of 78, it must have been. So during all that time, they were putting it together. You're still wiring the board when I first moved down here. Jack Wilcox was doing that, the late, great Jack Wilcox. Mm-hmm. This is the only place I've ever worked where everything was brand new when I started. And it was kind of a treat. And I was like, wow, I love this. This is great. And then, I don't know if you can mention or not, but during the course of those years, one of the fun things I was able to do was to bring in the various members of bands, the local bands, Mason City and North Iowa, and interview the musicians, and give away some of their whatever they had, cassettes, that type of thing back then. But I loved it. That was a part of it.
Talking to Bruce Wasenius about his induction into the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and you mentioned the Insubordination Train, which is on the Fox, our sister station, from 7 to midnight on Saturdays. And yeah, you get to mix and blend and plan that show out and do your basement picks and the whole nine yards.
Yep. But here's the thing I don't know if many people know about. The reason they call it Insubordination Train was, and I have a history of being fired and rehired by the people at the radio station. But it was one of those things. And so I always enjoyed being able to come in. And now they've given me, basically, I got let go last time for not following all the rules and doing this and being insubordinate. So when Harry O called me back and said, would you consider coming back to the air? He said, you could do everything you got fired for, and we'll give you a raise. Are you kidding? <I'm> not-
Am I on candid camera?
Yeah, right. Kind of a deal is this, but yeah. So, and Harry, they're great people to get along with. I like the management. Like I said, the ups and downs. And one of the things that I used to get complaints about is, nobody listens to that music you play. And I said, oh yes, they do. I know that for a fact because they're out there and they're telling me about it. And now, like I say, with this thing, it's basically play whatever you want, whenever you want. Do it like this. You do it like that. So. Yeah, I couldn't ask for much more.
Right, and of course, you were playing a lot of that music when it was new, and look at it now.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, too. Back in the early 80s, late 70s, you go back 20 years, and you get a whole different kind of music. But now, you're looking at classic rock, that, like you say, was new at the time. Van Halen's first album came out right as we were signing on in February of 78. So ever since then, everything that's come out has been something we filtered through, or we played, or we talked about for years.
We're talking with Bruce Wasenius, and I know, we've been talking, you and I and a lot of your friends have been talking about the possibility of this induction for what seems like a few years now, and to see it finally come to fruition, you're almost to the finish line. How does it feel?
It feels great. I tell you what, I can't say I haven't thought about it over the years, but I've really had more or less kind of given up on it ever happening a few years ago. So when I get the call, I don't know if I tell you about this, but I call. And it was 8:30 in the morning on a weekday morning. The phone rings, and I pick it up, and it says, "Hey, Bruce, Hall of Fame, yeah, yeah." And I said, "Oh man, can you call me back?" And so after I got done talking to him, I went online and checked it out, and that's where all the information was posted about the induction. So that's when I found out, and I was like, "Wow,
it's happening!"
44 years later, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be fun.
That's awesome, Bruce. Thank you. I love you, man.
And you too, Mark. Again, I want to make sure people know that I remember you from, like you said, the record vault. You were in high school, mm-hmm. and used to come in. I knew right away I liked you a lot. lot. You're interesting. And anyway, again, thank you. Thank you for inviting me. All right, my friend. Well, continue to do the things you do so well, and I'll just get back here and wait for him to say it. And now, here he is.
Folks, Bruce Wausenius from the Insubordination Train going into the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Labor Day weekend. Thanks again.
Thank you, Mark. Bye.
And that's Bruce Wausenius, Mark Scar on KIOW Morning Conversation.